Mesechtes Chulin, Daf Lamed Tes, 3 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Tes and Aleph, and the Gemara will discuss a new question that will have a connection with our Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches and Beis. So let us start with a review and Hakdama, and Rashi on Daf Lamed Tes and Aleph, Dibu Maschel, Lizrik Domel, Avedis Chavim states, the Ishacht L'Shem Avedis Chavim, Shoy B'dayt L'Oiv D'B'Shchit Azu, O Divri HaKol Asura, D'Hazif Chay Misim Hu, and certainly if he is Shral or a Goy, actually states that they want a Shecht for Avedis Zara, then certainly it will be Zivchei Mesim, and it will be Asubana, and Ayin Rashi, 14 lines from the bottom of the narrow lines of Ar Amid, in Diba Maschel, El Zvichet Avedis Chavim de Misra, Ba'na, and Rashi explains this in great detail, as Kedaminim Mesech Zavedi Zara, Takrevis Avedis Chavim, Mikri Zivchei Mesim, Kedichsir V'yechlu Zivchei Mesim, and Ma Mes Asubana, after Krevis Avedis Chavim, Masur Ba'na, Umes Gufim Minon de Asubana, and how do we know that a Mes is going to be Asubana, as Asya Shom Shom, Nemer Khan, Vatama Shom Miriam, as in Pasha Schukas, the Pasuk states, Vatama Shom Miriam, Vinemel Alon, and Pasha Shaftim, Gabel Eglarufa, the Pasuk states, Vaofu Shom Saigla, and Ma Eglarufa, Surabano, Kanamina, Shom Take Furosa, Af Mace, Osobano, Uma Mace, Osobano, Matan Boyal, after Kravis of his Chavim Nami, and therefore Takravis of his Chavim would not only be Osobano, would also be Matan Boyal. Similarly, Ayin Rashi at the top of Daf Mem Amud Aleph Ayin Shom, and our Mishnah brought a 3 machlekes between the Tana Kama, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Yossi. And certainly, as the Gemara explained, that Rabbi Yossi, who's the last Tana of our Mishnah, held when the Torah teaches us to issa pigle by kachim, and the pasuk states hamakiv oisa loye chashev, and therefore the only time that there would be a psula pigle is only if the one that's doing that voida actually had a machshavas pigle. However, if the bailim had a machshavas pigle while the kohen was performing that voida, then that would be loy mail loy married, and as the Gemara explained, zem chashiv is oivid loy aminon. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi taught us in the Mishnah that based on the kal v'chomer that our Gemara will explain on our Amid, that the same would apply by chulin. And as he states, hakol hoylich achar sheched, and if Yisrael would do shchita for a goy on the goy's animal, and even if the goy would explicitly state that it should be for avodah zarah, that the shchita would still be valid and the basar would not be asar. However, the Gemara brought 2 different versions. As to the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rebbe Elazar, and in both versions, certainly the Tanakam and Rebbe Elazar both hold like Rebbe Elazar Rabbi Yossi that by kachim the machshavas habaylim can be mfaglin, and the first version held that both the Tanakam and Rebbe Elazar agree that even by chulin, if the guy specifically states that it should be for avodah zarah, so it would certainly be asubana, and we learned the din of chutz mipnim, and the machlekes is specifically where the guy did not say anything, and the Tanakam holds that stam machshavas shel akum isn't avodah zarah. So therefore, the shechita would be kosher, and Rabbi Elazar holds that stam machshava shalakum havel avodah zarah. Therefore, the bust of this animal would be asur b'ana, based on the gears of Rashi and our Gemara. So the second version will hold that the Tanakhama would even be chilek on Rabbi Elazar, where the goy specified that the shechita of chulin should be avodah zarah, as the Tanakhama doesn't learn chutz mifidim. And even though by kachim, certainly the Tanakhama agrees with Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi that zem mechashe v'zel eved, and the machshava of the bailim can make something pigle. However, he does not apply that to chulin, and the kavanah of the bailim by chulin for avodah zarah is le'mayl le'mayid, or Rabbi Elazar is chilek. And number one, he holds that even by chulin, we certainly learn chutz miplim. Therefore, we would hold that zem mechashiv is eved. Certainly, if the guy specified that the shechita of the Yisrael should be for avodah zarah, then certainly it would be asur b'ana. But number two, Rabbi Elazar holds that stam machshav shel akum is avodah zarah. Even if the guy did not specify that the shechita should be avodah zarah, it is still also bad no. And also, Ayin Rashi, Mesechta Zvachim, on Daf Mem Zayin Amal Aleph, where Rashi explains that we learned the din of Avodah Zarah from the din of Kachim, since the Pasuk states, Zaveach Lelehim Yechram, Bilti Lashem Levadai. So we learn out that Avodah Zarah is Lemokim, Chayibin, Bavodah Zichavim, Bein Shedaka Bekach, Bein Shein Daka Bekach. And as we will see in our Gemara, that this certainly applies to Shechita and Zrika, although it would not necessarily apply to Kabbalah in our Locha. And also, prior to beginning our Gemara, let us remember the definition of pigol, that if a kohen is doing one of the avodah shebedam, and for example he's doing shechita kabbalah hilacha or zrika, and even if he's doing that avodah properly, but he's having kavana doing achila, either achilas adam or achilas mizbeach chutzus manoi, and for example he did shechita al menas lizrik damal macha, or he did shechita al menas that he would eat the basar after this man of achila, or he did shechita al menas lahakte emur l'machar. So all those cases are examples of pigol. And Agamar now begins and brings the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, as if now we learned, Hashaychet is a behem, a lizard, dumb, lavidis, kachavim, or lahakta chel, lavidis, kachavim, that if Yisrael shechs an animal, which is chulin, Yisrael himself did a proper shechita, however, while he was doing shechita, he had kavana, he would do zrika sedam, lavidizara, while he was doing shechita, he had kavana, he'd be makted a chelif, lavidis, kachavim, and really the Gemara could have brought a case of lahakta besar, lavidis, kachavim, however, since it would be semigdash, they would be makta chilev, so therefore our Gemara speaks about Akhtaris Chalavim. In this case, Rabbi Yechon Amar Psula, whereas some agurists that not only would be Pasul, but Asura, and would be Asubana, and Rish Lakish Amar Mutares, and Rish Lakish Holds would be Mutar. The Gemara now explains the Machlekes as Rabbi Yechon Amar Psula, as Mechashman Lavid Lavida, the Alfina Chutz Miprim, and Rish Lakish Amar Mutares, E Mechashman Lavid Lavida, the Loy Garmina Chutz Miprim, and Rabbi Yechon holds that although the Yisrael did Shechita properly, however, since he had kavana to do the zriku or the aktara for avodah zarah, so therefore it is similar to the case of pigol, and just like we find in the base of Migdash, that mechashim avodah avodah, even where the kohen did shechita properly, but he had kavana for a different avodah, and his kavana was chutzlis banai, so it would be pigol, and therefore in our case as well, since while he was performing shechita, he had kavana to do zriku aktara avodah zarah, so therefore number one in shechita would be pasul, number two this baser zifchei mesim. And as Rashi states, and therefore it will be Asur Ba'na, and also Ayin Rashi, the Gamina Chutz Mi'Prim, Mimachshav is Pigel Shel Prim, Shashaychet Al Manas Luzuk Dam Lamacha, or Lahakta Emurim Lamacha, Zeu Ika Pigel. However, Rish Lakish holds that although it's true that while he was doing Shechita, he had Kavanah to do Zriko or Haktara for Avodah Zarah, however, E Mechashim Avodah Zarah, and although we see by Pigel that one could be Mechashim Avodah Zarah, however, that is only by Kachim, we don't learn the Dinam of Chulin from the Dinam of Kachim, and in the top tesis in Dibur Maschil, Reish Lakish on Mutares, where Tais points out that even though according to Reish Lakish, the Shechita would not be Pasul, and the Basul would not be Asubana, however, Zok Tesis made Reish Lakish to Chayim Misa, that Reish Lakish is Maida, that certainly this person would be Chayim Misa, just like we would find that when someone bows down to a Har, that certainly the Har is still Muta, but the person that served the Har would be Ivan the Isave de Zara, and would be Chayim Misa. Tais is bothered that in our scenario, one did not actually do Zriko for Avodah Zarah, and why should he be Chayim Misa? Taisa explains, the Hacha Vadei Lo Mimlech, as certainly a person will not change his mind, keeping the Ovid Maisa Shishachar Al Manas Lizraik. And Taisa continues, V'oi, the Hacha, Afilu Yudu Avadei Shle Yizraik, that even if we will know for certain they will not go through with the Zriko, he would still be Chayim Misa, the Chosh of Oivav Yizchom B'Shchit Azu, Masha Shechar Al Manas Lizraik, Ayin Shom, and Ayin Taisa's Rosh Masech the Sanhedrin, and Daf Samach Aleph and Aleph, where he points out, and when Shlokish said Mutares, Pirish Bana, Al Bachila Sura, the Meshum of Avi Dezara, Osalech Meshchitosai, the Rav Anan Deshari Susu, Parakamanuchulin. However, he then states, Inami, Hacha Filu Bachila Shaya, the Rish Lakish would hold that it will be Mutu Bachila, Kivan Delayav Meshum Mirkara, El Bezu Ashchita, Nasa Meshumid. Therefore, this Maisa will not be Pasol, and Ashchita will still be valid. Ayin Rashi, Mesech the Zvachim, and Daf Yuram and Aleph, where he clearly argues on the first point of the Taisu Rosh, as he explains where Rish Lakish said, the Mutares, and Rashi states, Lachila, that will even be Mutu Lachila, and in the top Taisis, on Daf Yudalim and Aleph, in Dibur Maschla, Sheikh B'Shabes, where Taisis brings down our Sugya, and also references Rashi in Mesech Tzvachim, Taisis explains that the reason why it will be Mutu Bachila, even though this person is a Mumma Lavi Dezara, is the Meshum Pamachas, Loi Choshev Mumar, Ayin Shom. Our Gemara now continues, and will bring a similar Machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, as the Gemara continues, Va'azul Tamayu, and the Machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish is Lishitasam, the Itma, as we learn, Shacht Lishma, Lizrik Dama Shle Lishma, Rabbi Yechon Amar Psula, and Rishim Melakish Amar Kshira. Since we learned in Mesech Tzvachim that Kol Zvachim Sheshacht and Shle Lishma and Kshira, El Shle Olu Bailam Shem Chayva, aside for a Karman Chatas or a Karman Pesach that was Nishchat Shle Lishma, which would be Pasol. Once again, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish Achelik, in a case where someone Shechted a Karman Chatas, and when he did Shechita Lishma, however, he had Kavana, that when he does Rika, he will do so Shalei Lishma. So once again, Rabbi Yechon hold Mechashim Avodah Avodah, therefore the Korban Chatas will be Pasul. However, Rish Lakish holds that in Mechashim Avodah Avodah, therefore the Korban Chatas would be Kosher. And as the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yechon on the Psula, as he holds Mechashim Avodah Avodah, the Gemino Mechashav is Pigol, and he learns the din of Shalei Lishma from the din of a Pigol. And since the Ikka case of Pigol is in the case of Mechashim Avodah Avodah, so therefore the same would apply by Shalei Lishma. However, Rav Shimon Lakasha Makshira, as he holds im chashm avid la'avida v'legarinu machshavas pigol, and we don't learn the din of shleil lishma from the din of machshavas pigol. Before we continue, Ayin Rashi diba maschel shachtel lishma, and Rashi points out bechatas mayri that we are discussing a korban chatas at the chol shas vachim ksherin shleil lishma, avachatas shenishchat shleil lishma psula v'chem pesach shenishchat shleil lishma v'mshachad chatas lishma lizrak dama shleil lishma. So there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, and the reason why Rashi didn't explain that our Gemara is discussing a Karban Pesach is because the Gemara used Lashon Lishma, which is Lashon Akeva, and therefore it must be referring to a Karban Chatas, which is brought from a Kisba Asira, and not to a Karban Pesach, which is brought from a Zachar. But in the Chenami, the same machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish would apply with someone shechts a Karban Pesach, and he had Kavana to do Zrikas Adam, Shalei Lishma. Our Gemara now continues with Tzricha, and Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish had to be Chalik in both of these cases. There was a reason that they were chalik in the case of someone that was sheikhs behima, lizrik damal avidis kichavim, ulahakta chalbal avidis kichavim, and they also had to be chalik in the case where someone shechted the korban chatas in order to do zrikas adam shalei lishma. And as the Gemara explains, that the itma bahar, as if we will only have the machlikas between Rishlakish and Rabbi Yechon in our scenario by avidis zara, so bahar kam Rishlakish mishum the chutz mipnim liyafinan, so maybe we would say that it's only in this case where Rishlakish said that the behima would be kosher, and we would not hold a mechashm avid l'avida. Certainly it would make sense that we would not learn chutz miplim, and we wouldn't learn a din b'degei chulin avid zara from the dinim of hegdish and the dinim of pigol. However, avo plim miplim eim emoidele rabichran, however, possibly in the case where someone shechted the korban chatas and he had kavana to do zrikas adam shlo lishma, so since this case is also a case of hegdish, so maybe even Reish Lakish would agree to rabichran that we would learn a din of shlo lishma from the din of machshavas pigol, and this korban chatas would be puzzle, and therefore we had to bring the machlekes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon by the din of machshav v'shleil lishma in order to show that Reish Lakish is chelik and Rabbi Yechon even in this scenario. And the Gemara continues v'yitma b'hach b'hikam Rabbi Yechon al b'ha im meidle Reish Lakish tricha. If we would only have the machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish in a case where someone shechted a korban chatas and then he had kavana, they would do zrika shleil lishma, and Rabbi Yechon would say that mechashma avid l'avida, and the korban would be puzzle. So maybe we would say that's only in the case of shleil lishma. Rabbi Yechon hold that we would compare the din of shleil lishma to the din of pigol, as both of them are relevant to hegdish. However, in the first scenario, we one shechted chulin and he had kavana that he would do zrikas adam for avodah zarah. Possibly, Rabbi Yechon would agree to Reish Lakish. Then, that scenario, certainly, we would not say mechashmi l'aved l'avedah, as we would not learn chutz miplim, and we would not learn dinim that are relevant to chulin, the din of pigol, which is only relevant to hegdish, and therefore we had to bring down Rabbi Yechon is also chelik and Reish Lakish, even in a case where someone shechted chulin properly and had kavana to do zrikas adam for avodah zarah. The Gemara continues, Masr Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes will ask a question both on the sheet of Rabbi Yechon as well as on the sheet of Reish Lakish, and this question will be from our Mishnah and specifically from the sheet of Rabbi Yisi. And as we see in Akdamar, Rabbi Yisi holds that kol helik achar oved, and since we see v'negei pigol that the pasuk states hamakiv oisei lo yechashev, the only machshava that will actually help is only the machshava of the person that's doing the avodah, and for example the kohen that's either doing shechita or zrika. However, if while the kohen is doing the avodah, the bialim had a machshava of chutzlus manai, that machshava will be loy mailav loy mayred and would not cause the animal to become pigol. Based on a kal v'chomer, Rabbi Yisi explained that this klal would also apply to chulin. And as we saw in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yisi kal v'chomer hadvarim, and Rabbi Yisi stated that we have a kal v'chomer u'ma b'makim shemachshava peisalos b'mukdashin. When we learned our Mishnah, we pointed out that the Gemara will be bothered as to what the Kal V'Chomer of Rabbi Yisi is, and our Gemara will now explain the Kal V'Chomer. And Rav Sheshes begins by asking a question as my Imachshava Pesels Bechulin, based on the pashas of the words of Rabbi Yisi. Rabbi Yisi's Kal V'Chomer was that Madach B'negei Kachim, Machshava always passes, and even so, we hold that the only one that could pass through the machshava is only the one doing the avodah and not the bailim, and therefore certainly by chulin with machshava never passes, and certainly the only one that should be able to pass with the machshava is only the one that's doing the maisa and doing shechita and not the bailim. And Rav Sheshes asked that what does Rabbi Yisi mean when he stated that b'negei chulin that machshava never passes, as ilayim adloy pasul klal, as if he will explain as we just explained that it means that by chulin we never find a psul machshava, but that certainly is not true, as al zvicha davis chav the Yisra Hichmishkachis law? And if so, how would it be possible that if someone shechs for avodah zarah, that it would become asur ba'ana and would be considered as if chay mesim if machshava by chulin is loy ma'il v'loy married? Keep in mind that as we learned in Masechta Zvachim, that when we speak about machshava, it actually is not talking about someone thinking, and it's actually talking about dibur. And similarly, b'negei chulin, when we speak about machshava, Gemara is discussing a case where someone does shechita, and while he's doing shechita, he says that I'm going to do the shechita for avodah zarah. And any time we mention machshava, we're actually referring to dibur. And ayin taisis in dibur maschal zvichad avodah zarah the mister hech mishkaches la. Taisis bothered as tima ichashe pigel af machshava bli dibur, as if we will hold that b'negei pigel machshava alone could pass a carbon and could make a pigel, and even without dibur. And if so, we could explain that zvicha v'yizchavim becomes usher when someone actually speaks out and someone says that I'm shechting this animal for avodah zarah, and it's not only machshav of alma. And as Taisi states, im kein mishkacha zvichas avodah yizchavim the misra b'dibur shapirish b'feirish shechet avodah yizchavim. And our Gemara now continues based on this question. So Rav Sheshis explains el pshita mavid l'avoda. So it must be that when Rabbi Yosi brought this kal v'chomer, meant to compare the dinam machshava me'avid la'avida by pigel and by kochim, the dinam machshava me'avid la'avida by chulin and by avid zara v'hochi ka'amar, and this is what Rabbi Yosi meant to say, and this would be the kal v'chomer that Rabbi Yosi brought in our Mishnah as umah b'makar shemachshava p'yisels b'mukdashim avid la'avida. And even so, in hakol hilech el achar oived, so makam she'im machshava p'yisels b'chulin avid la'avida el ba'is avida. So in din shloih hakol hilech el achar sheichet and madoch b'negei hegdish, we know the machshava pigel passels me'avid la'avida. Even so, the only machshava that will actually cause something to become pigel is only the machshava of the person doing avida, and not the machshava of the bailim. And if so, certainly b'negei chulin, although certainly if someone had a machshava while they're doing shechita that they're doing so for avodah zarah, and the animal will be asur ba'ana. However, since we never find by chulin one's machshava would passel me'avid la'avida, therefore certainly the only machshava that should passel by chulin is only the machshava of the one who's doing shechita. The machshava of the Bailim should not pass out at all. And for example, where someone's doing shechita, and the Bailim say during shechita, I'm having kavana that this shechita should be for avodah zarah, and certainly that machshava would not pass out the animal. And Rav Sheshis now continues that since I proved that this is the only way to explain the kal v'chomer of Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah, so therefore, Pnim Kashel Rav Shimon ben Lakish and Chutz Kashel Rav Yechron, Rav Sheshis' question on Rish Lakish from the kal v'chomer of Rabbi Yosi is that since Rabbi Yosi stated that Madoch b'negeir kochim, we always say that one could be mechashe me'avid la'avida. Rabbi Yosi did not use a lashon of umah b'makom shemachshava mefagels b'mukdashin, which would have made it clear that Rabbi Yosi is only discussing machshava of pigol, and he's not discussing a machshava of shleil lishma. And instead, Rabbi Yosi used a lashon of umah b'makom shemachshava pesels b'mukdashin. Therefore, it seems clear Rabbi Yosi holds that if someone had kavana shleil lishma me'avid la'avida, then it would passel, and not like Rish Lakish taught us in the second Remra, that in the case of Shachta Lishma, Lizrik Dama Shleil Lishma, Rish Lakish Amak Sheira, and he did not learn the din of Shleil Lishma from the din of Pigol. And this explanation is based on Rashi as well as Taisis and Diva Maschal, Pnim Kashla Rish Lakish. Taisis points out that even though the Gemara sometimes uses Lashon of Apostle, Benegay Pigol, however, Hacha de Ikla Mitai, Havel Limsim Fageles, and as we just explained, and at the end of Taisis points out that in the Chanami, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, this is good for the Teretz of the Gemara, and Rabbeinu Chananel is Gurius, Pnim Reish Lakish Lekasha, the Mukilab Machshavas Pigol, as he will explain, the Rabbi Yosi's Kal V'chomer is only for Machshavas Pigol, Ayin Sham, and from the way Rav Sheshis explained the Kal V'chomer of Rabbi Yosi, so he also has a question on Rabbi Yechron, as the Meister Rabbi Yosi stated that by Chulin, in Machshav Paiselos Ma'avid La'avida, that there is never a case by Chulin that one could be Machashav Ma'avid La'avida, and certainly we saw at the top of the Amid, in the first member of Rabbi Yechron, that in the case of a Sheikh Zabahimah, Lizrik Domal Avid Zichavim, Ula Hakta Chelbal Avid Zichavim, Rabbi Yechron Mepsula, Rabbi Yechron was Yalfina, Chutz Meprim, even by Chulin, one could be Mechashim Avid Lavida, and certainly that would be Shver from the Lashon of Rabbi Yosi. However, the Gemara responds that Bishleim Meprim Lurish Lakish Loikasha, Homme Kame de Shom Rabbi Yechron, Halabasa de Shom Rabbi Yechron, although certainly initially Rish Lakish held that in the case of Shachtel Lishma, Lizrik Domal Shle Lishma, that would be kosher, even by a machshava shleil lishma, one would not be able to be mechashev ma'avid la'avida. However, once he heard that his Rebbe Rabbi Yechron was chilek on him, and he held that we learned the din of shleil lishma from the din of pigol, so Rish Lakish was made to his Rebbe Rabbi Yechron. therefore you would not be able to ask this question on Rish Lakish. However, the Gemara states, El Chutz Kashla Rabbi Chran, certainly when Rabbi Yisi stated in his Kavu Chimer, that Mokab Sheim Achshava Pesels Bechum Avid L'Avida, certainly Bishven Rabbi Chran, Rabbi Chran holds that even by Avid Zara and even by Chulin, one could be Mechashem Avid L'Avida. The Gemara continues and tells us, Hu Moisiv Lahov Hu Mefarakla, Rav Sheshis was the one that asked this question, and he is the one that came and gave an answer for Rabbi Chran. He explains that the Kavu Chimer of Rabbi Yisi had nothing to do with Machshava Me'avid La'avida. The Kavu Chimer was based on someone having Machshava during the actual Avida, and Rabbi Yisi was comparing the Din of Hegdish to the Din of Chulin in the following manner. As we find a Chumer by Hegdish, that when one has a bad Kavana, then he could have this Kavana by any of the four Avidas, and it would pass all. However, by Chulin and by Machshava Avida Zara, only time Machshava for Avida Zara would actually affect the animal is only if one had Machshava during Shechita or during Zrika. And as Rav Sheshit continues, V'hachi Kamar, this is the way to understand the Kavu Chema of Rabbi Yisi, as Umaba Mokum Shemachshava Pesels B'Mokdashim Ba'ba Avidais, Eina Kol Hilich El Acha Oived, that since we find B'Nigei Kachim, Machshava could passel during any of the four Avidais, and for example, if one had an improper Machshava of Pigol, either during Shechita, Kabbalah, Hilacho, Azrika, it would be considered Pigol. Similarly, when someone had Kavana Shalei Lishma, when bringing a Karim Chatas or a Karim Pesach, and he had the Kavana during any of these four Avidais, then certainly the carbon would be possible. Even so, the only one that could passel the carbon is only the Eved and not the Bailim. And we continue on Daf Lamed Tes and Beis. Therefore, certainly, Mokum She'im Machshava Pesels Bechulin Ela B'Shtei Avidais, so Einoi Din Shalei Hiyakol Hilech Elacha Hashechet, that since we find B'negei Chulin, that where someone had a Machshava for Avidah Zarah, it only passels by two Avidais, only if someone had an improper Kavana, either while doing Shechita or while doing Zrika. Since we see that Machshava doesn't work as easily as by Kachim, then certainly the only Machshava that will be relevant is only the Machshava of the Sheikhet or the Zerik, not the Machshava of the Bailim. And based on this Kavu Chimer, so the question of Sheshis will not be Shver, neither on Rabbi Chran or on Reish Lakish, as the Maisa the Kavu Chimer has nothing to do with being Mechashav Ma'avid La'avida. And Ayin Rashi at the top of Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, Chulin Lin Yaviz Chavim, She'im Machshava Pesels Behem B'dal Avidais, El Bishnayim B'Shchitu V'Zrika. The reason why Machshava for Avodah Zarah would passel by Shechita and by Zrika is because that's where the term mentions the Issa of Avodah Zarah. Regarding Shechita for Avodah Zarah, the Pasuk states in Pasha Mishpatim, Zaveach L'Elohim Yachram, Bilti L'Hashem L'Vadai, in Tehillim, Kapitel Tazayin, Pasuk mentions Zrika, and as the Pasuk states, Maru Bal Asach Niskei Midam, where the Kabbalah and Halacha is not stated regarding Avodah Zarah. Rashi points out that even though Akhtar is Shaykh by Avodah Zarah, and the Pasuk mentions Haktara by Avedis Kichavim, however, if someone did not do Shechita or Zrika for Avedis Zara, they only did Haktara of the Chilev for Avedis Zara, that would not ask an animal that filo bifnim loy misl korbim chishav al chilis basa b'shas hektar chalavim. As we know that even by the psul pigol, if someone had machshava to eat the basa chutzuz manoi at the time that he was doing hektar chalavim veivarim, that it would not pass the korbim, as the person already did Zrika and already finished all the Avedis Shabadam. Therefore, certainly the same applies by the Gei Chulin, and if while someone is being Makta Chalavim, they had Kavana for Avodah Zarah, so that would not Asa the Basar. And Ayin and Taisus points out that even if someone does Zrika's Hadam for Avodah Zarah, since he did the Shechita properly, certainly at this point, when he had Kavana for Avodah Zarah while doing Zrika, that would not Asa the Basar. And if so, how could Rashi state El Bishnayim, referring to Shechita and Zrika, the Hanihu Dechsivan, and it would be Mashma that when doing Zrika's Hadam, that it would be an Isana? And at the end of Taisus states, "V'tzarach leimar nehida behema loy misra." That although in a chinami, the actual basar of behema would not be asar. However, dam mi isra by having kavana for avodah zara while doing zrikas hadam on chulin, so the blood itself would be asar bana. The Gemara continues that on the top of Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara brought the first machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, and in the case of a sheiches behema lizrik dam al avodah zechavim lahak techel bal avodah zechavim, so Rabbi Yechon stated psula as mechashmi avodah avoda. And with Yafino Chutzmi Plim, Agamor now continues, Tanik of Asra Bichron, that we have a Brysa that states exactly like Rabbi Bichron, as the Brysa teaches us, Hashaykh of Hemo, Luzrik Domal of Izk Chavim, Ulahak the Chelbel of Izk Chavim, Hare Ilus of Chemesim, and the Basa would be Asubana, which is exactly as Rabbi Bichron taught us. And even though the Brysa continues, however, this part of the Brysa was Negea to the previous Sugya, the next part of the Brysa is a new Halacha. Therefore, prior to continuing and discussing the rest of the Brysa, let us discuss discuss a few points on the previous Gemara, as we already saw that from the Kal V'chomer of Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah, Rav Sheshes asked both on Reish Lakish as well as on Rabbi Yechon, as Rav Sheshes stated, Chutz Kashel Rabbi Yechon. Let us see the second to bottom Tesis on Daf Lamed Testament Aleph. Tesis bothered that why didn't the Gemara answer that in the Chenami Rabbi Yechon doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi? Really, Rabbi Yechon will hold like Rabbanon. And when Tesis mentioned Rabbanon, so according to the first version of our Gemara on Daf Lamed Chesam Beis that explained the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Lezer, so Tesis refers both to the Shita of the Tanakam as well as the Shita of Rabbi Lezer. And according to the second version of the way the Gemara explained the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Lezer, the Tesis is only referring to the Shita of Rabbi Lezer, but ultimately they held like Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yossi that by Kachim Habayim Mefaglin Zem Chashav Vizel Ivid Aminon. They also learn Chutz Meprim even if Reuven is shechting a carbon for a goy, the goy specifically stated that the Shechita of the Yisrael should be for Avodah Zarah. That even by Chulin we hold the concept of Zem Chashav Vizel Ivid Hachinami Yafin Lein Mechashav Avodah LaAvodah. Therefore, Rabbi Yechon would also hold Benegay Avodah Zarah and Benegay Chulin that one could be Mechashav Avodah LaAvodah, just like we find by Pigol that we would be Yafin on Chutz Meprim, as we explained, Lishna Basar Lema de Kaiku Rabbi Lezer. Tesis explains that although in a Chenami, according to Lishna Kama, both the Tanakam and Rabbi Lezer hold that we are Fin on Chutz Meprim, and according to Lishna Basra, at least Rabbi Lezer holds that we are Fin on Chutz Meprim, where the dad is Dafka by Zem Mechashiv Zel Eved, as the Gol Rachman Befnim, the Bailam Kari Makriv, this Limud is not a typical Mamatsinu, it's based on a Gilu Milsa, and the Torah is teaching us that the Bailam are also considered the Makriv, therefore there is no difference between Hegdash and Chulin. Therefore, even by Chulin, where the Bailam stated that this Shechita should be for Avodah Zarah, and certainly it has effect on Shechita, and as Tesis continues, V'hu Adim Mechot, Dechsev Ziv Chemesim, then Bailam Mechashvin, Chashvi Ziv Chemesim, is keeping the Bailam Kari Makri Befnim, Ve'in Zel, Gilam Milsub Alma, Avul Inim Mechashvin Avodah LaAvodah, Le'esh Kechinin Yafin Klal, V'hod Mechashvin Befnim, Gzeir Sakas Ba'alma Hu, what has since been a gay to Klal, of Mechashvin Avodah LaAvodah, we would have to come on to an actual Mamatsino. We don't necessarily see that the Tanakama or Rebbe Lezer hold that we would actually have a real Mamatsino. Certainly, they would not be Chalik and Rabbi Yossi in a case of Mechashma Avid Laveda, and that's why the Gemara did not say that Rabbi Yechon doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi and he holds like the Chachamim. In addition, when we learned our Gemara and we brought down the Teretz of the Gemara for Shitas Reish Lakish, and the Gemara stated, Bishleim Pim Reish Lakish, like Kasha, as Homekame the Shomer Rabbi Yechon, Halabasa the Shomer Rabbi Yechon. So we explained this Teretz based on the second Pshat of Rashi. Once Reish Lakish heard that Rabbi Yechon argued on his Shita, so Reish Lakish, who was originally a Talmud of Rabbi Yechon, changed his mind and he actually agreed to Rabbi Yechon. However, Rashi's first explanation of the Gemara's Teretz is that once Reish Lakish heard the Shita of Rabbi Yossi from our Mishnah from Rabbi Yechon, so then he was Chizer. And as Rashi states, the Ikla Meimah Mekamei the Shomel Hachmasisim Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Havi Poliga Svar de Rabbi Va'om Mistavr Dlei Alfinon Lebasa the Shomel Hachmasisim Rabbi Yechon Rabbi V'yodel Lav Svar de Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Masnisahu de Gamina Impossible Mepigol Ikla Meimah de Hadabei. Why the Gemara mentioned Rabbi Yechon? If the Gemara should have just mentioned that he heard the Mishnah and the Hachi Nokad Rabbi Yechon Mishum de Rabbi Hava Va'agbere Mishnah Braisa. And Ayin and Ba'am Tesis, who seems to learn like the first explanation of Rashi, and Tesis is therefore bothered by an obvious question as Tema Mai Teretzuza Shemitar Shom Reish Lakish Kaidim Shalom and Mishnah. Although we have a klal that the Amorayim didn't necessarily have to know every Braisa, but certainly the Amorayim had to know every Mishnah. And if so, how could it be that Reish Lakish would have made the statement and he wouldn't have known this Mishnah? Ayin Shom, and Ayin Tezir Rosh was also bothered. How could it be that Rabbi Yechon was the one that was Megal this Mishnah to Reish Lakish, and that is the reason why Reish Lakish was Chazar? If this Mishnah was also Shver and Rabbi Yechon, the only way that we were able to explain this Mishnah according to Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yossi's Kavachimer was not from the case of Mechashvim Avid Laveda, and this Teretz would also suffice for Reish Lakish. And if so, how could it be that Rabbi Yechon would bring this Mishnah as a Raya against Reish Lakish? Ayin Shom. And let us now continue and discuss the rest of the Braisa. As the Braisa continues, Shachta v'achin chishav ala zeli meiser bekesri v'loy armu boy lo isav loy heter, that if Reuven shechted chulin properly, then after he completed the process of shechita, he stated that would do zrikas hadam or be makted a chelev for avodah zarah. This was a story that actually happened in Kesri, which refers to the city of Caesarea. The Chacham did not want to say that the meat would be asar, and the Chacham also did not want to paskin that the meat would be mutar. And the Gemara now explains, Amar Rav Chista loy armu and that the reason why they didn't want to paskin that this meat would be usher is because of the respect that they had for Rabbanon. And since in the first version of the Gemara in Daf Lamed Chesam Beis, where the Gemara explained the machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Lezer, the Gemara explained the Tanakama holds that loyam rinan stam machshavas ovi kichavim laviz kichavim. Since at the time that this Yisrael shechted this animal of chulin, he didn't actually say that he's doing so for avodah zarah. So we would say that mistama, his kavana was not for avodah zarah, even though a few moments later he stated that he would do the zrika for avodah zarah. And certainly, if he would do the zrika avodah zarah, then it would be a mum avodah zarah. But we would not say chiyach sefer al tchilasai that even initially when he did shchita, he was doing so for avodah zarah. And as Rashi states, v'hainami afagad v'igloy milsa the mumahu loyamina mistama ki shachta bereishol hachi shachta the stam machshavta lavedis kichavim loyaminon. And similarly, the Rabbanon did not want to paskin that this meat would be mutar, as they were choishish for the covet of Rabbi Lezer, since Rabbi Lezer holds that the stam machshav of a goy is lavedis kichavim, even though at the time that the Yisrael shechted this meat, he did not say that he is shechting for avodah zarah. He only became a mumma after shchita when he stated that I will do zrikas hadam for avodah zarah. Well, the maisa we should say chiyach sefer al tchilasai, and even at the time of shchita, his stam kavana was for avodah zarah. However, the Gemara now asks on Rav Chisda, mimai, how could you explain that this would be pshat in this brisa if Dilma ad kam lekam rabbanon hasam of lishman and the chashev? It's possibly the only reason why the rabbanon stated in the case of a mishnah that stam machshav of a goy is not for avodah zarah. That is only because you didn't hear anything to the contrary, and he never said anything either prior to shchita or during shchita or after shchita. However, aval hacha the shama the chashev that since in our brisa, although Reuven didn't say anything during shchita, but after shchita he specifically stated, "I will do zrikas adam l'shem avodah zarah." So maybe even the rabbanon agree that chiyach sefer atchilasai and the basa would be asar. And how can you say that we didn't want to say it's asar mishum kfeidid rabbanon? Nayin and Taisus who points out that this gemara is going according to the lishna kama of the gemara daf lamed chesam and beis. The Tanakama agrees with Rabbi Lezer. If we heard the goy explicitly state that he wants the shchita to be done for avodah zarah, then the basa would be asar. However, according to the lishna basra, we're even in a case where we heard that the Bailim stated that they want the shchita of the Yisrael to be for avodah zarah, and even so the Tanakam holds that we don't learn chutz mipnim zem mechashiv zem oivid loyaminon. The Gemara's response for Rav Chisda would be that ad kan leishor rabbanon b'zem mechashiv zem oivid. The only time that the rabbanon stated that the basa would be mutar was in a case where the machshava was not done by the sheichet and was done by the Bailim. However, in our brisa it is the Yisrael gufa that after he did the shchita properly, he himself stated that I will do the zrika l'shem avodah zarah. In this case, potentially even Rabbanon would agree that the basa would be asur. And our Gemara now continues, inami, that how could Rav Chisda say that loy hetem shum kfeidu Rabbi Lezer, that the reason why they didn't want to be matted the basa is because of kfeidu Rabbi Lezer, but it is possible that Rabbi Lezer actually would be moida, that the basa would be mutar, as ad kan lekam Rabbi Lezer hasam el gabe evi kachavim, the stam machshavas evi kachavim l'avidis kachavim, as it's possible that it's only in our Mishnah where Rabbi Lezer paskin, if the Yisrael shechted and the goy did not say anything, that we would still consider the basa to be asar, as stam machshav of a goy is l'avidis zarah. However, since our brisa is not discussing a goy that did shchita, and instead the brisa is discussing Yisrael that did shchita properly, and that after shchita he said that he would do zrika for avodah zarah, this is the first time that we see his mumar. So as the Gemara states, al b'Yisrael hechiach sefer atchilasai le'aminon, but by Yisrael mumar we would not say that hechiach sefer atchilasai. And as Rashi states, that since Yisrael is cheskes kashrus b'shas shchita, that he was not a mumar, so hechiach sefer le'aminon the dum achas shchita nichlus b'yitzahara v'himidasai, where some agrees that he was nishtamed really during the time of shchita, he did a proper shchita, and therefore even Rabbi Lezer would agree that the basa would be mutar. And why would the Braisa tell us lo hitta mishum kfeidu Rabbi Lezer if even Rabbi Lezer would agree that would be mutar? And because of these questions are Rav Chisda, so the Gemara will now explain that certainly when the Braisa stated shachta v'achin chishav ala azeri maisa b'kesiv le'om v'lo yisav le'hetar, it has nothing to do with the machlekes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Lezer, and instead elam Rav Shizbi le'om v'hetta mishum kfeidu Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the reason why the Rabbanan did not want to say that was mutar is because of the covet of Rav Shimon Gamliel. And as we will see, Rav Shimon Gamliel will hold that we would generally say chiyach sefer atchilasai, since he ultimately stated that I will do zrika l'avodah zarah, therefore it's megala that his original intent when he did shchita was for avodah zarah, and therefore the basa should be asar, and that's why we couldn't paskin that the basa is mutar. And it's a bit zarach bia according to Rav Shuzbi to why he doesn't explain as to the reason why the Rabbanan did not want to paskin that would be Asar, whose honor were they trying to protect? And the Gemara now is, hey Rav Shimon Gamliel, that which sheet of Rav Shimon Gamliel are we referring to who holds of this svara of Echiach Seif Al Tchilasai? The Gemara will first bring one sheet of Rav Shimon Gamliel and will actually slug up that this can't be the sheet that we're referring to. And as the Gemara continues, as Elaim Rav Shimon Gamliel the Gittin, and if you're referring to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that is brought to the Mishnah Mesechtes Gittin, the Tnan, and as we learned in Daf Samach Vav Mesechtes Gittin, that Abori Sha'oma Kisfu Get Le Ishti Ratzel Asachik Ba, that if someone is healthy and he says to Edim that I want you to write a get for my wife and I want you to be my Edim, however he doesn't tell them that you should give the get to my wife, since that is a very important detail and one generally doesn't forget that detail, so therefore we say that it must be that he was just trying to taunt her. For example, he didn't have any children and she was nervous that potentially he would die and she would be Zakuk L'Yibam, and therefore she wanted him to give her a get that would be Chal Koidem Misa. Really he didn't want to give her this get, but in order to keep her quiet and stop bothering him, that's why he told the Edim that he should write this get for his wife. Therefore, by the Edim giving the get to his wife, it would not be Chal at all. Even if he would actually die, it would not be a valid get. She would be Zakuk L'Yibam. And Ayin Rashi who points out that the reason why the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin is specifically talking about a healthy person is because the prior Mishnah Masechtas Gittin on Daf Samach Chayim Beis teaches us that originally they stated that if someone is Muchtav L'Malchus, being led to be executed, and he tells Edim to go and write a get for his wife, even if he didn't say Kisfu Tnu Get L'Ishti, then we would still give the get to his wife, as we would say that since he was Baal Misasai, Lehispik Ligma Dvarov, then they extended this din, and they stated that even if someone is about to go out to sea or about to go out with a caravan, so we would also say that even though he didn't say Kisfu Tnu, that it must be it was because he was Baal, but really he meant to actually have this get given to his wife. And Rav Shimon Shizuri added the Afa Mesukin, that even if someone is very sick and he doesn't say Kisfu Tnu, then we would also say that the reason why he did not say Tnu is because he was Baal Al Misasai, and that's why he forgot to say Tnu, but certainly he meant to give this get to his wife. Therefore, the Mishnah specifies that this person was healthy, as number one, he was not Mesukin, and L'chir, based on that Mishnah, we would also have to explain that he wasn't about to travel. Therefore, in this case, since he did not say Kisfu Tnu, so the get would not be valid. And the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin continues, and it was a story where a healthy person said to Edim that he should write a get from a wife, and then he went up to a rooftop and he fell off the roof and he died. And Amrav Shimon Gamliel, raised a get. And Rav Shimon Gamliel stated, if he died from suicide, then it's a chiyach seif al tchilasai, that even when he said kisfu get l'ishti, so he's certainly bol, as he was about to die from suicide, therefore the get would be valid. However, maruach tachasai in a get, but if he had no plans on dying and he went up to the rooftop, then an accident occurred, and for example, a strong wind blew him off of the rooftop and he died, certainly since he did not say tnu get l'ishti, therefore the get would not be valid. And if he died without children, then his wife would be zakuk l'ibum. The Gemara continues, v'avinu ba ma'isa listar. The Gemara asks on that Mishnah that certainly it's not the derech of the Mishnah to tell us halacha and then bring a ma'isa that actually teaches us different than the halacha taught us in the Mishnah. And since from the Reish it's mashma that we would never have a case where the get would be valid, and as the Mishnah stated, habari sha'am ha'kisu get l'ishti ratzel l'sachik ba, and if so, why would the Mishnah bring a ma'isa? Rav Shimon Gamliel would teach us that there is a scenario where this get would be valid, and as Rashi states, ma'isa lista amrit reisha ratzel l'sachik ba v'loy nesata chiluk b'davar. The Gemara therefore explains the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin that chsur mechsur of hachik tani, that really we're missing some words in the Mishnah, as the reisha initially taught us that bari sha'am ha'kisu get l'ishti ratzel l'sachik ba. However, the Mishnah then continued, emarchiach seif al tchilasa raise their get u'ma'isa nami bari sha'am ha'kisu get l'ishti va'ol l'gag v'naflu meiz. And Amr Rav Shimon Gamliel, in me atzmei nafal raise the get as a chiyach sefer at chilasai, and as Rashi states, in me atzmei nafal vade mitchilo he daiter lalis filipol v'havale bol kimesukon. However, v'maruach dechaser in a get, and l'maisa we see that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that there's a concept of chiyach sefer at chilasai, and that's why in the case of the Braisa where Yisrael shechted the animal properly and then he had kavana to do zrikas adam for avodah zarah, we couldn't paskin that this basa should be mutter. As l'maisa he shechted its stomach, since we had to be chayshish for the covet of Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that chiyach sefer al tchilasai. Ultimately, he was a mum l'avodah Zara. Well, the Gemara explains that this can't be the Shita Rav Shimon Gamliel that we were choishish for, as Vidilma Shani Hasam the Kama Kisvu. Possibly the only reason why Rav Shimon Gamliel stated that Hechir Sefer Atchilasai in the case of the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin, where someone that was a Bari wrote Kisvu Gel Ishti, then went up to the rooftop and he died from suicide, that is because even initially there was some Hechacha that he wanted to give this get, as he already said Kisvu Gel Ishti, and as Rashi states, Ve'ikah Ksasei Chacha B'tchila V'nifilasei Gilu Milsa Ba'almuhu to hide the Amar B'resha Kisvu Almanas Litin Kamar. That is why in that case Rav Shimon Gamliel holds a Chiyach Sefer Atchilasai. However, in our case, when Reuven shechted this animal, he didn't say anything, and maybe in this case even Rav Shimon Gamliel would agree that we would not say a Chiyach Sefer Atchilasai. Rather, even Rav Shimon Gamliel would agree that the Basel would be Mutar, and certainly there was no reason why the Chacham would not say that the Basel would be Mutar Mishum Kvayda Rav Shimon Gamliel. Because of this question, so Elam Ravina Mishum Kvayda Rav Shimon Gamliel Dehacha, the reason why in the case of the Braisa of Shachta V'Achin Chishav Le'a that Zer Maisi B'Kesiv Le'on B'Loi Isav Le'Hetar is Mishum Kvayda Rav Shimon Gamliel, and holds of this concept of Chiyach Sefer Atchilasai, which we find in the following Braisa. As the Tanyan, we learned to the Braisa Mesechtes Bav Basra that Kaisav Nechassav L'Achirin V'Hayu Ben Avadim, the Reuven decides to give over his assets to others, and let us refer to that other person as Shimon. Amongst these assets were Avadim, and Shimon said, I don't want these Avadim. The Pashas, we would say that Shimon didn't want these Avadim because Seinim Atanis Ichya. However, certainly he took some of the assets, and therefore he wasn't a Seinim Atanis. And Ein Rabbeinu Geshem states, and the reason why he didn't want this gift, because he didn't want to take on the added responsibility of having to feed his Avadim, as Afilu Mad Amma Yachar Rav Loim Le'Eved, Aseim Yivain Zoncha, Afilu Hachri Le'Nich Le'Lasis Kain. And the Brisa brings down a machlekes between Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel, as the Tanakam holds, Im Hayu Rabbi Sheni Koyin, Hare Igloich Le'Mitchuma, the Tanakam holds that Shimon cannot repudiate his gift, and therefore the Avadim belong to Shimon, and if Shimon is a Koyin, since we know that Avadim Kananim, which are Kinyan Kaspoi, can eat Chuma if they're owned by a Koyin, therefore they will be able to eat Chuma. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Kivin Sha'om Ha'aloi, Efshapan, Kvaz Zachar Ben Yershin, and Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that since Shimon stated he doesn't want them, therefore either the Yershim of Reuven would be Koina, or if Reuven is still alive, then it would still belong to Reuven, and these Avadim would not be able to eat Chuma, as they aren't Avadim of Shimon. The Gemara continues to explain the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel, as Vavinim Bo Tanakama, Filo Oimer V'Tzaveach. The Gemara was bothered that how could the Tanakama hold that Shimon would own these Avadim, even Bal Kochai, if he is standing up and he's screaming that he doesn't want this gift, he doesn't want to be coined as Avadim, and as Rashi states, Afilo Oimer V'Tzaveach, Bitmiya, Vehechem Metzino Mekal Matona Bal Kochai. And the Gemara continues that Amar Rava V'Itim Rabbi Ichran, that Rava stated, and some say it was Rabbi Ichran who explained that certainly B'Tzaveach Meikara, the Kule Amale Pligi Doi Kana, that certainly if when Reuven gives this gift to Shimon, and they give the shtar to Shimon, so Shimon immediately starts screaming that he doesn't want this gift, then certainly Shimon would not be koina, and even the Tanakam would agree that the Avodim would not be able to eat Shuma. Certainly, B'Sheisik, it would say, Saveach, the Kule Amale Pligi de Kana, if when they handed the shtar to Shimon, so he did not scream, and he kept quiet, and then a little bit later he started screaming, then certainly Shimon was already koina, and even if Shimon and Gamliel would agree that the Avodim could eat Shuma, Shimon will own these Avodim until he's matching them to someone else, or until he's mafka them. Ki pligi, and the only time he's machlek is between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel, is shezich le'ali de'acha v'shasak v'lo b'tzev saveach. In the scenario where after Reuven wrote the shtar for Shimon, he actually gave the shtar to Levi in front of Shimon. Levi would be kind of a Shimon based on the concept of zichia. Initially, Shimon was quiet, and then he started screaming that he doesn't want that avodim. In this case, Tanakam is sovim and shasak kananu behind the kat saveach behind the kadabei, and Tanakam holds that since initially Shimon was quiet, well, it must be that he wanted the gift. Therefore, Shimon was already koina based on the concept of zechia, even though at a later point he started screaming that he doesn't want the gift, but that is only because he was chayzer, but ultimately already was koina the gift. Therefore, these avodim can eat shuma. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel Sava, Yechiach Sefer Atchilasai, V'hadlai Tzaveach Meikara, Sava, Kilei Asi Liyodia, Maya Tzaveach, that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that is Yechiach Sefer Atchilasai, and since eventually he started screaming, so therefore he showed that he never wanted to be koina these avodim, and he will not be koina these avodim. And Rav Shimon Gamliel points out that even though initially when Reuven gave the shtar to Levi, that Shimon was quiet, but the only reason why Shimon was quiet, because he felt that since the shtar is not coming to him, and it only went to a third party, he didn't take this gift seriously, and he didn't feel the need to be tzaveach, and need to repudiate this gift. Well, Maisa, we see clearly from this scenario, that even in a case where initially Shimon did not say anything, and the only way we understand his das is based on his future dibur, even in that case, we say, therefore, in our Braisa, where initially when Reuven was shechting this animal, he was completely quiet and he didn't say anything about Avodah Zarah, and only at a later point did he say that I want to do Zrika L'Shem Avodah Zarah. The Braisa tells us, we didn't want to paskin that in this case, the basa would be Mutabachila, as a few Rab Shimon Gamliel, we would say, and therefore it must be that even B'Shashchita, his Kavanah was for Avodah Zarah, and therefore the basa would be Asar. That is why, Mishum Kfeidu Rab Shimon Gamliel, we didn't want to paskin that the basa is Mutar. The Gemara now continues, and we'll go back to discuss the Shita Rabbeisi that we saw in our Mishnah, and it didn't make a difference if we learned like the Lishna Kama, or like the Lishna Basra on Daf Lam Chesam Abayz. Rabbeisi would certainly hold that in the case of our Mishnah, where Yisrael Shechs a Behema for a Goy, even if the Goy is standing there and he's screaming that I want the Shechit to be done for Avodah Zarah, then his Dibur would be like Ma'ilav Lay Ma'irid, as Rabbeisi is of the opinion that certainly by Kachim, Zem Mechashav Zer Oivid Lay Aminon, and based on Kavach Chayim, he learns that even by Chulin, that Zem Mechashav Zer Shechit Lay Aminon, even if the Bailam specifically say that they want the Shechit to be for Avodah Zarah, would not cause the Basta to become Aser. Agamar now continues that Amr Rabbi Huda Amr Shmuel, Halacha K'Rabbeisi, that we paskin like Rabbeisi, and the Gemara continues with the story, Hanu Tayyid, the Asal of Tzikunya, that there were these Arab merchants that came to the city of Tzikunya, and Yav Dichri L'Tapchi Yisrael, and they gave their ram to Sheikhtim, and Amr Luhu, and they said to the Jewish Sheikhtim, Tamu V'Tabli Don, Mashchu Bisul L'Dchu, although you're shechting these animals, however the blood and the fat should belong to us, and we will keep the blood and fat, and you will keep the skins and the basar. When Maisidis Goyim were quiet, they didn't say that the Shechita should be for Avodah Zarah, and Sholcher Rav Tuvi by Rav Masna l'kamed Rav Yisiv, k'hai gavna mai, and Rav Tuvi by Rav Masna sent the Shail to Rav Yisiv, and he asked him what would be the halacha with this meat. Sholchlei hachi om Rabbi Yehuda om Shmuel halacha Rav Yisi, and Rav Yisiv sent back. Rav Yehuda stated the name of Shmuel, that the halacha follows Rav Yisi, and we already saw that Rav Yisi holds hakol hilach acha sheichet, since the sheichtim were Jewish, so even if these goyim had kavana l'avodah zarah, their kavana was loy ma'ilav loy ma'irid, and therefore the basa would be kosher. Rashi seems to be bothered as to the exact story, and Rashi explains, Tai Yishma'ilim, Ve'inon Eichlin Ella Basa Shchuta, and since the Bnei Yishmal only eat Basa Shchuta, and they only eat halal, that's why they wanted these Jews to shech these animals. Rashi continues that they told them, Dama V'tabli D'don L'Avedis Chichavim, the Metech Shahiyu Trud Baskeim, Ha'yinaisin L'tapchi Yisrael, Lishchid V'lhafshid, since they were merchants and they were very busy, therefore they wanted the Israelim not only to shech these animals, but also to skin the animals. And Luli Divirashi L'chayu Rabbi Pashut, that the story was that these Yishma'ilim was Seichrim Abbasar, they sold cattle to these Jews, since even after we shecht an animal, we can't use the dam and we can't use the fats of an animal. Therefore, the Jews made a deal with the Goyim that even though we will buy the behemoths from you, but you will retain the blood and the fats, and therefore they got a cheaper price. And this seems to be a very simple business transaction, Vitzarach Beer. Although the Gemara just paskin like Rabbi Yisi, however, the Gemara now continues and brings a Shaila according to the Shita Rabbi Elazar, who holds that when a Jew shechs an animal that belongs to a Goy, even if the Goy doesn't say that his intent is that it should be for Avodah Zarah, but Stam Machshavas Akum is for Avodah Zarah, he also holds that the Kavanah of the Bailim will also Asa the Basar. Therefore, our Gemara continues, Omle Rav Acha Breder of Avila Rav Ashi, the Rabbi Elazar, according to the Shita Rabbi Elazar, what would happen in the following case, as Yav Leizuzel Tabach Yisrael Mai, what would halacha be if a Goy comes over to a Jew that's about to shecht an animal that belongs to the Yisrael, and he gives him a zuz, and he says, I'm buying a zuz of this animal, and after Shechita, you'll give me basa that's worth a zuz. As Rashi explains, that the Shaila of the Gemara is, Mi Amrino, Ki Amr Rabbi Elazar, Hechid Avoy Behem B'Shutfes, Michizavnu Meikara, Oisho Yisikul Shalai Vichavim, Nasli Yisrael, Chutz Bechatzah Kavit Shalah, possibly the only time the Rabbi Elazar would say that Stam Machshavas Avodah Zarah, and therefore this basa would be Asar, was only if initially initially the Jew and Goy bought an animal b'shutfis, or where the Goy initially owned the entire animal and sold the entire animal to the Jew, aside for the diaphragm, certainly in that case, the Goy owns part of the animal, therefore his machshava that this shchita should be for Aved Zara would be a machshava of the Bailim, and therefore would ask for the animal. Well, possibly in this case, where the Jew owned the animal, and the Goy now gave him a zuz or a dina to be koina part of the animal, so possibly we would say that since we know that kesef is koina for a Goy, so the mice of the Goy was koina this animal, and therefore the basa would be asar, or would we say that even though kesef is generally koina, well, since the Yisrael knows that if the Goy would be koina this animal, that the entire animal would become asar bana, so certainly the Yisrael did not want it to be koina the animal, and even if the Yisrael would keep the money, certainly did not intend that he would sell any part of this behemoth to the Goy, and he only intended that after Shechita, he would give the value of a dinah of basa to the Goy, and therefore the basa would be mutar. The Gemara tells us that Amar Leih, Rav Ashi responded to Rav Acha, Breid Rav Avya, that Iyin Shalama Hudloi Motzi Matchilei Asa, V'iloi Amar Leih Reishich V'har. If this Oved Aved Zara is a very powerful person, the Yisrael would be scared to give the Zuz back to the Goy and tell him that he doesn't want to do this transaction. Certainly the Goy was coining the animal right at that point, since Rav Elazar holds that Stam Machshavas Avid Kichavim is Lavid Kichavim, so therefore all the boss of this animal would be Asa Bana. However, if the Yisrael is not scared of this Goy, and initially if he wanted, he would have been able to return the Dina to the Goy and told him that he's not interested in doing this transaction at all. Therefore, even if the Yisrael would keep the money, so he could still say to the Goy, he never intended to sell any part of the animal to you, and I only intended to sell the basa to you, as Rashi explains that the Yisrael could tell the Goy that either you could take your head and bang it against the mountain, similar to our expression that someone's banging their head against a wall, as the Yisrael is telling the Goy, you have no choice in this matter, and either you will accept my conditions, and the only time I'm selling this meat to you is after Shechita, and I'm not selling any part of the animal to you, therefore the entire animal is kosher, and if you don't like my terms, then I'll just give you back your dinar, and I will avoid the entire transaction. And Ayin Rabbeinu Geshem states, Kleimar, Om Malay, Imat Reitzel Kabel Zuzel Chaya, V'iloi Hikureshcha Bahar. And Ayin Rashi, four lines from the bottom of the Amid, V'kim in the Muscle of Tchuyah, V'shtakach T'chishach Yisrael, Lava Daitet Ovi Kichovin Kishachat, V'ein Nasa Shlucha Al Kachoy, D'mei Ma'omah Yisrael, I'be'ina Mahadr Le Zuzay, Hilkach Shaya, V'iboy Yavle, V'avagav the Kaimalah, and Moise of Chom Koinais, V'yish Lechelik Ba. And even though, as we explain, that Moise of a Goy is Koina, however, Rashi explains, Miu Yisrael, Kishach, Misakle, Levit Chavim, Vein Nasi Shluchai, the Amole, Loyla Avsi, Shit Fasicha, I didn't create a Shufis with you in order for you to mess me up. However, Zak Rashi, Al Bin Shalama, Al Koch, Shchita, Apishvilohi, Vavit Chavim, Mechashvilah, therefore the Basel would be Asar. However, I in the Baron Tesis, Diba Masel, Reshech Behar, that even according to the Manda Amma, Mesechus Bechiris, that Rashi brought down, that Mois, Vavit Chavim, Koinais, however, Hochle, Sonch, which is as we explained when we learned Tagamara, and not like Rashi, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.